everybody. I'm Tim Connors.
And I'm Becky Connors. And this is our premiere episode of Tim Beck 2 Interviews.
There are so many people and events in this community that we are excited to have the chance to highlight those a little more in depth.
We'll share interviews and on-location activities and have plenty of fun along the way.
Becky, I am very excited to hear your interview with Nikki Arn, president of the Freeport Concert Band. Let's take a listen.
Greetings from the beautiful Crape Park and the Koenig Band Shell. This is Becky Connors. I'm part of Tim Beck 2, and we're here today with Nikki Arn, who many of you might know as the band director for Freeport Middle School or as a golf winner of many competitions here in Freeport. But today I'm here talking to her specifically about Freeport Concert Band and her role in that concert band. So hello, Nikki. Thanks for coming.
Well, thank you for having me, Becky.
My pleasure. All right. So let's start out. Could you give us just a little history of the Freeport Concert Band?
Sure. There's a little discrepancy in exactly when it started. Some sources say 1920, some say 1919. We're going to go with 1919 because we celebrated the 100th anniversary of it in 2019. So we'll say 1919, it got its start. And the concerts took place actually downtown Freeport. There apparently was a band shell at Taylor Park, which I did not know.
No, I didn't know that.
It's long gone, but they would alternate doing concerts at Taylor Park and here at Crape Park. And then they would do another concert in the evening downtown somewhere in Freeport. And allegedly, according to Quentin Valkema, who was involved in the band for many years, he was a personnel manager for 50 years, played Barry Sax, a very important person in the history of the band. He said that there were tales of, you know, thousands of people coming to those concerts when they originally started.
Wow.
Now, we're not quite at that level of thousands, but we're definitely in the hundreds.
Oh, yeah.
And so when that band shell was no longer, they moved permanently to where we currently are now at the band shell at Crape Park. The conductors back then were many of them were Freeport School District music educators, Ed Hargrove, Carl Kubitz, Ernie Seaman, Joe Doolittle. Mm-hmm. And it's actually Ed Hargrove who is coined the term or the phrase music under the stars some 30 years ago. So that's where we get our name from that we currently use.
Wonderful. And lots of people refer to it as Park Band.
Yes.
But we're talking about the same thing here. Park
Correct.
Band, Freeport Concert Band, all the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so you play several roles in the Freeport Concert Band. Can you tell us about your different jobs that you
do? Yes. Well, I began as a player on euphonium, sitting next to H.K. Hinckley, who was also a very important person in the history of the band. He was an announcer for many years and served on the board. So back around 2003, 2004, I believe I started performing with the band. And then I want to say around 2009 or so, I started conducting, being asked to conduct one concert. And since then, I have been a member of the board since 2015, and since 2020 have been the president of the Freeport Concert Band. I also serve as the personnel manager, so I make sure we have the right instrumentation and people to play at each concert each week, securing the conductors for each season, making sure that we have the performers lined up and ready to go.
Wonderful. And I know that is a big job. You send a lot of emails
I
and
do.
Respond to a lot of people to do that.
Yeah. I do. Yes. It can be a tricky task. Fortunately, we have a very good core group of musicians who we rely on and are dependable every single summer. And then we, you know, look to area high schools and colleges, students who are advanced in their playing to join us. So it's really neat to have, you know, younger folks in with folks that have played for many, many years.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, and mentioning those people who have played for many, many years, why don't you mm-hmm. tell us about a couple of the people now who are musicians, regular members who have been members of this band for many years?
Sure. So there are four come to mind. Nancy Lehman, she plays flute and piccolo in the band, and she's been playing since high school. I believe this is her 50th season
wow.
with the band. Dr. Gary Beasley, he's been playing since he was in high school as well, was encouraged by his teacher, Mr. Lester Warrens, to play. And he's been playing for, I think he said, between 53 and 54 years, he couldn't quite remember, but Nancy Johnson plays French horn. She's been playing for just about that long as well. And Chris Korff, who is our lead trumpet player, has started when she was a junior in high school. And her teacher, also Mr. Warrens, you know, encouraged her to do it. And she's been doing it ever since. She told me today that she actually played several summers with her older sister, Linda, at the same time. She played clarinet, and also her dad played in the band.
Of course, John Korff. They didn't
play together, but he also played in the band. So, you know, that's cool to see the generational, the generations get involved. And it's a really a family affair for many folks.
That is really exciting and wonderful. And as a player myself, I enjoy hearing all the stories they have to tell about the good old days playing here in the park.
Sure.
Now, could you tell us a little about when you prepare as a guest conductor for this? I'm sure it's a lot different from when you prepare for your middle school directing and you only have one rehearsal here. Mm-hmm. So what's that like? How do you pick the music? How do you prepare for the rehearsals? All that good stuff.
So yeah, we have a one rehearsal, like you said, and we're now doing it in 2 hours instead of 2.5 hours. We just found that we could get the same amount of music out of that time frame. So with a 2 hour rehearsal, you have to be careful in what you prepare or what you pick. The nice thing is a lot of the players have played some of these pieces that we choose over the years. But I generally like to pick a theme. That helps me pick my pieces.
Sure.
And it's just more interesting to me as a conductor. And it's a lot longer program than what I'm used to preparing with my students. Mm-hmm. You know, that's typically 2 to 3 pieces for each concert. This is 8 to 10 pieces for an entire concert. So I look at the instrumentation, who's playing on that particular concert, the strengths and weaknesses. If I have a star in a particular section, I'll try to feature that section or that person. But, you know, and generally I pick music that is a grade or two higher than what I would do with like a beginning high school band.
Of course.
To challenge us, but also keep it accessible that we can learn it in 1 week in one rehearsal.
And that is a fine line to walk, I'm sure, to be challenging and accessible at the same time.
Yes. And also interesting to the crowd.
Sure.
You know,
entertaining.
Keep your audience in mind. And yes, our number one goal is to entertain with great music that they will enjoy hearing.
Sure. And they seem to.
Yes.
They come back. You see the same people at all the concerts, lots of come, and then new people come too. And that's what makes it fun.
Yes. Yeah. We have a nice crowd every week. Again, kind of a core crowd there. And, you know, we're always looking to expand that crowd. One of our goals is to reach a younger generation, the next generation, to keep this going, you know, for another 100 years.
There you go.
Yeah.
So could you tell us about this season, this summer season?
Sure. So we have actually 7 concerts. The last few years we've added the Early Jazz Society concert at the end of our season. But we start off next week on Father's Day. Chip Breaker is our conductor, and his concert is titled Musical Memories from My Childhood. He's going to feature Kevin Jensen on vocals and a tuba soloist, Arnie Rosen. He's from the Rockford area. And I also like to mention our sponsors. This concert this week is sponsored by Angela Damon, Jewel Insurance. The following week, June 23rd, is we have a new conductor, Ruben Cooper. He's the dean at the
assistant principal
at Freeport High School. That concert is sponsored by Winter Construction and State Bank. And many of our sponsors have been loyal sponsors year after year, and we're so lucky to have them keep coming back and supporting us every year.
Yes, thank you, sponsors.
Our patriotic concert this year is June 30th, so it's before the 4th of July. Scott Stitch will take the podium for that one. Our sponsor for that is TriStar Metals. And this is, I believe, maybe the third year that they have done this. And that concert will feature the presentation of colors and Armed Forces salute, as well as the cannons. So be prepared for that.
The cannons.
Bring your earplugs. Don't bring Fido. Leave your
and
dog.
Speaking of earplugs, we hear somebody driving by here. That's the joy of being in the park.
Yes, right. Yes, there can be distractions as performers out here as well. July 7th, Bill Peterson will conduct a salute to Crate Park, and our sponsor for that is FHN. July 14th, Kevin Jensen will conduct, and Liberty Village is our sponsor for that concert. July 21st is my concert, and Inertia Machine is the sponsor for that. And this concert, I really enjoyed thinking about this one. I mentioned earlier, I like to have a theme.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this one for quite a while. It's Christmas in July. There's a whole genre of music we just never get to perform because you don't think about doing, you know, sleigh ride in the middle of the summer when it's hot. So, sure.
Well, that'll be a fun twist.
Yes. And also, there will be a special guest from the North Pole that will be making an appearance in his vacation mode. So I think that's going to be a really fun concert. So bring the kids to that one.
For sure.
They will love it. And then finally, July 28th, as I mentioned earlier, is the Early Jazz Society concert with Bill Peterson conducting that. And our sponsors for that concert are the Helm Group and a new sponsor this year, Burke Tubbs Funeral Home.
Great.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for filling us in on this summer and telling us all about the Freeport Concert Band. It has been a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. And those of you listening, Tim Beck, too, is going to check out the newly renovated miniature golf course in a coming interview. So we'll look forward to talking to you then. And keep listening to Freepod. Thanks.
That was wonderful, Becky. I love going out to the band shell on Sunday nights.
Me too. Join us at next Sunday's concert at 7 p.m.
Well, that's been our first Tim Beck 2 podcast, hopefully one of many.
We hope you turn into our regular Freepod broadcasts when they drop every Thursday at noon, and you can hear the news you've been missing. And come back next Tuesday for another great interview.
Special thanks to Jim Yeager and HCC Mass Communications Department for producing this podcast and making us sound so much better. Thanks to all the listeners out there. Hey, please talk up Freepod and Tim Beck too. Special thanks to intern Charlie B. Connors. And you know why our community is so wonderful? Because you're in it. Do something to make it better. Nice job, Becky. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. And thank you for listening.